Amen. So he said, self-control, what else? With patient endurance, and patient endurance with what? Godliness. And godliness with brotherly love, and brotherly love affection. Brotherly love affection with love for every. Oh no, you mean I got to love the white man? I got to love him? All the stuff I read in history that took place, I got to still love him? See, people think they're going to have an excuse to be hateful because of what happened in the past and what somebody else did. You born again, you don't have that right. You have a right to love everybody. They think they have a right to hate and become violent. You ever notice, now listen to this. You ever notice this? See, people take things and pull them and twist them the way they want. But you ever notice that Dr. King never had violence? Never did. But the rest of them out there marching, they want to do violent, tear up stuff, burn up stuff. He never did that. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. Because see, love will cover a multitude of faults. Love will cause you to win every time. We've been reading that book, and I'll tell you what, everybody in the world ought to read that book. Every black man, every white man, every red man, whatever kind of man, every Asian, every Caucasian, every Spanish, you name it, Guatemala, I don't care who he is. We just need to read that book. Let the love of Jesus get in our heart. See, we as believers, our conduct should be to pledge allegiance to our Father God. That I don't care what you say, I'm going to conduct myself in a way that brings honor to him. I'm going to conduct myself in a way that he will never, there'll be no shame brought on me or him. Hallelujah. 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 Where did I stop at? Verse 7? 7. Okay. All right. Verse 8 says, the more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why is this afraid to speak up about God? Do you know him? If what you know, you're not afraid to tell, are you? Hallelujah. I asked Tyrone, what's your name, sir? I said, what's the matter with this man? He's 17 years old, no one knows his name. When you know Jesus, your conduct ought to show it. Your conversation ought to be filled with it. Hallelujah. 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 Let me move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 9. But those who what fail to develop in this way are what? Short-sighted or blind, forgetting that they have been what? Cleansed from their old sin. That's why you see people living like they do. And we don't condemn them. We encourage them to come back to Jesus. But when you fall away from God, that sin will take you over, and you'll just live like you've never been born again. How productive are you? Who are you encouraging? Who are you influencing and helping to come to Jesus living like that, living like a scum bone? You're not helping anybody. You're hurting yourself and the body too. But when you know the truth and know how good it is to walk with God, and know that you cannot, that this evil cannot just pounce on you and overtake you and knock you out. No, you greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Amen. So when the flesh or evil, the devil, thoughts, and all this stuff start trying to pounce on you, you take authority over it. You may have to shout. You may have to sing or do whatever you got to do. Stop it in the name of Jesus. I ain't going to listen to this. I'm not going to take this. Hallelujah. 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 I've been cleansed from sin. I'm not a sinner. And I will not live the life of a sinner. I'm going to honor my Father. I'm going to honor my Father, my God. He saved me. He raised me. He's keeping me. He's the one that called me to be able to lay down, sleep, open my eyes to see another day. And while I was asleep, my sleep was sweet. I was not troubled in my sleep. That's God. Hallelujah.